Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey, yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common, you know how we do, you know what I mean? Screwball Radio, get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Screwball.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bronchef, rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Power Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball. Who? Screwball Radio, live from the Matrix. Black Poet on the check-in. Got my nigga King Eric with the fucking news. My nigga Comic with the fucking sports. And we here to give y'all a good fucking time on this Saturday night. What up?
What up?
Yeah. We here.
What's good to y'all, man? Had a long week. Had a long week, fellas, man. What's going on out there, E?
Man, before I got on the air, I wanted to share some good news for hip-hop. They passed a law in the California Senate saying that it will protect artists from having their lyrics being used against them in the court of law. So they seen what was going on with Young Thug and his crew, so state of California is, you know, fighting to protect the rights of the artists. That way they can't use their lyrics against them.
Yeah, that's California, though. That doesn't mean that Atlanta is gonna do that, you know?
That's a good thing. But what they need to do is go at these motherfucking streaming sites. That's what we need them to do, is go investigate these motherfucking streaming sites and make shit fucking fair for the artists out there. You know, that's what I want to see them do, but that's a plus, though. You know, that's good. They can't use niggas' lyrics in Cali, at least. But,
yeah, I know Jay-Z was fighting for that in New York, too. I know he was fighting for that.
Niggas just need to stop telling on themselves. That's the bottom line. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's one keeping it real and telling yourself there's two different things, homie. Like, you know what I'm saying? And these guys these days is mentioning shit that currently being investigated and putting niggas' names in there and places and can't be doing that, homie. You know how the movies to start names has been changed to protect the inner shit. Like, you got to change up shit. You can't be like me and whoa, was out here doing this, that, and the other. And there's really a guy named such and such. And y'all really didn't do this. She's crazy.
They're really saying like, hey, Timmy was just there. Timmy shot at this guy. And,
yeah.
You know, and he threw the gun in the bush right next to the where the body was. And then he ran off and went to Sandra's house. And
the D's are sitting back like, oh, yeah, we found the gun in the bushes. Oh, yeah, there's a girl named Sandra. Let's go see. They put
we picked him up at Sandra's house.
What the fuck, yo? Come on, man. You got to be more creative than that, homie. Like, you keeping it real, but you keeping it too real. And they be talking about how they be smoking the ops and, you know, we smoking on this and smoking on that, like, disrespecting to the dead niggas, like, it's crazy, man. This they wave right here. This is crazy. They new wave. It's crazy.
Yeah, super disrespectful all the way, all across the board.
This word is ball. Like, I wanted to make the screwball strain. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to figure out how to make the screwball strain. I'm like, nah, they got me feeling some way about it. Like, nah, I ain't going to make the screwball strain. They get talking about we smoking on that screwball. Like, you know, my man really got smoked, you know? Nah. So they take the whole fun out of that. For me, you know, I was going to try to get a strain popping.
Yeah, that's like I was looking at news and, like, some artist was killed and the mother went to go visit the son at the gravesite and then they killed her there.
They killed the moms?
Yep.
Oh, man, this is out of order.
She went to go visit her son's site and...
Damn.
Popped up there and killed her. Super crazy.
That's crazy. I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, these are super malicious out here.
That's like, what good is that, man? Like, homie ain't here no more. He's already dead. So who you hurting? You know what I'm saying? Like, killing his mom? He's not going to feel it. He's dead already. Like, unless... I don't know, man. That's crazy. Unless she was with the shits in the street. You know, sometimes people, moms be with shit. Young mothers, you know, got a lot of young mothers. Mothers ain't the same age as how we grew up. You know what I'm saying? You got these young mothers. And who knows? They probably scared of her. Like, she gonna send niggas. But damn, that's the case. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it's pretty bad out there. Just like today, you know, some artists out there was in Beverly Hills, and they ambushed him in his truck, and they killed his boy. Like, I just saw that on the news.
What state that was in?
It's Quando Rondo. It was the guy that killed King Von in 2020.
Nah, King Von, he ain't killed King Von. His man killed King Von.
Damn, that's too much bullshit. So it's really too much bullshit.
His man killed King Von. It wasn't him that was shooting. He wasn't shooting.
I don't understand, man. Yeah. Niggas get the bag, and they still want to be gangsters. Like, that's the whole goal is... Make money and stop doing that shit.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, I know this guy, he be talking a lot. You know, the artist that was involved in whatever the other day or yesterday. I know he be talking a lot. So, you know, you got people that's out to get him that aren't rappers. You know, they're not rappers, you know?
Oh, the homie, that dude that be fucking talking about everybody?
The guy that just got ambushed. The guy that just got ambushed. You know, he been talking about King Von. He been talking about, like, a lot of shit he be talking about. And
who
you
got
know,
other kids, man, that going around disrespecting everybody? Everybody want to put hands on this guy. He popped out.
He's not. He's an old guy. That guy, Charleston White.
Yeah, he's out of order. He provoking these little niggas to push his wig back.
Yeah,
I think
he got
all kinds of niggas out there. He got old niggas, young niggas. Anybody want to see that guy?
But don't let him survive because he'll sue your ass.
he called the cops on one rapper and he got him locked up in Atlanta after a dude put the no-fly zone out on him. He called the police on him.
You kidding me? He pepper sprayed Soulja Boy and Soulja Boy Girl or some shit like that. Some funny shit.
How he be getting around these motherfuckers? Like, he must live around in ATL some fucking way.
Nah, he's from Texas. He just be everywhere.
Provoking motherfuckers.
He just be everywhere again, under everybody's skin, not caring. Talking about gangs that, you know, people done raised their kids and lost their boys, and he be talking shit about them.
You ain't got to be with the gang shit. You can be anti-gang, but you ain't got to be shitting on them and talking all shit to them and making them niggas come hunt for your ass, because it's going to get real, homie. As soon as you feel like, all right, I'm going to do something else, like, nah, I'm going to stop this. It's still on for you. Fuck wrong with you. Make you keep doing that.
Yeah, it ain't never gonna stop.
Yeah, he can't stop that now and be like, oh, I'm just gonna make beats, or I'm a rap, or I'm gonna be a plumber, or whatever shit anything else he try to do. No, you gonna have to do this shit all the time. It's beat 24/7, nigga.
Yeah, he's a funny guy, though. He be, you know,
be
I watched the interview.
He be propping up a lot of those guns, too, on his YouTube Live and stuff.
He be having the Dukes of Hazzard flag behind him and shit.
Oh, man, he just trolling niggas, man. He trolling his own people.
He's funny, though, because, like, I seen an interview where he was saying that, you know, he'll get a job just to sue them. He'll get a job and you know, you say something like sexual or something towards them or anything like that, some flagrant, he'll sue the company. Like, he got $50,000 from one company doing that.
Oh, man, he's one of those guys.
Yep. Yeah.
Run around looking for lawsuits. Get the fuck out of here. Motherfuckers.
Yeah,
that's people hustle too. Suing people. That's a hustle, but damn.
No care. He ain't got no care.
Somebody gonna sue his ass.
He ain't got no care for nobody. He telling on everybody.
But he provoking niggas, though. It's like, yo, you rattle in the cage, and when the niggas attack, you going to tell? Fuck.
Yeah, he don't care, though. He don't care. He telling and he's suing you. He telling and he's suing.
What else going on out there, E?
Well, at least... It also says something here, and this is very important news, that the CDC has admitted to making mistakes about confusion and misinformation about how they handled the canoa virus and monkeypox. And they're trying to make some changes in regards to their staff, in regards to, you know, conveying their message to get people on board for any future possible epidemics and things of that caliber.
I mean, we know
yeah,
they fucked
that.
That shit up. Anyway, man, yeah, they telling right. One nigga, you know, the mask now, no mask now. Oh, this shot, that shot. It was all
not
over
even
the
that.
Place.
not even that, you know, they were told that COVID is over there, it's coming your way, and they could have shut the airports down and all that shit. And before you know it, that shit is full blown over here. Same thing with monkeypox. They were told, you know, monkeypox was over there first, and then it started popping up over here. You know,
that monkeypox is pop scary, up. Kid.
That shit ain't just pop up here.
Dogs, they giving this shit to animals can get it. Motherfuckers getting it off of money. It sticks around a long time on the surface or wherever it's at.
Well, you know, that's like if you got a sweaty hand and you touch that dollar bill, you know, that shit's going to stick on there. That shit's going to be on there. That was just like COVID. Remember COVID? We watched some videos and people were licking the buttons of the elevator. And
fucking scumbag, yeah.
And going crazy. That's, you know, it's body fluid. Body fluid is easily transferred. Somebody could give you a massage with monkeypox, and now you've got monkeypox.
Yeah, you can't
crazy.
Do nothing,
I seen a guy in the gym, and somebody was recording him, and he had all that shit all on him. It looked like he had the monkeypox, and he up in the gym.
Oh, what about the dude who went to McDonald's? He got the monkeypox. He go through the drive-thru, ordering shit, passing money and all this shit.
Damn.
Niggas is crazy, man. Like, come on, man. You got this shit, stay your ass away.
Yeah, get Uber Eats, man. Have him deliver that shit.
Stay your ass in the house.
Yeah, you hungry? Get that DoorDash, man. Just stay home, man. They drop that shit right in front of your door, man.
You know, you get that shit, man, you know. They say it's only gay men getting it, but nah. Everybody can get that shit. That shit is telling on niggas.
Yeah, anybody
with
fluid. But
monkeypox niggas are looking at you different now. Like, nah, done. You know what I'm saying? Niggas ain't looking at you the same way you get monkeypox. Niggas like, hold on, that's you suspect now.
Yeah, but like, you know how me and you always talk, you know, that shit, you know, initially is contracted through, you know, through foulness, you know, and then
foul
mouth
play.
Yeah. Then they go and start giving people hugs and kissing them on the cheek after you done been in, you know, doing flagrant shit, you know.
That's why people don't want people touching their babies, kissing their babies, even back in the day before all this shit. People, you see a baby, want to pick them up, oh, kiss it, all that shit. Fuck no.
Nah.
Especially these days.
Hell no. These days, yo, I'm good with, yo, what up? Give us a head nod. You ain't got to come that close to me. You do not have to be that close.
People used to be with kids like, oh, let me see it. Oh, let me hold it. Oh. All that
shit.
Yeah,
pinch their cheek and all that shit. Nah, I slap you touch my son. Fuck up out of here.
Slap.
Yeah. Yo, listen here, man. Get the, you're 6 feet, man. 6 feet. He could see you and you could see him. 6 feet.
You gotta be super disrespectful, man. Even, you know, it might be an old person that wanna.
I don't care. Old, young. Yo, listen, old lady. Yo, step the fuck back. You know.
No, I just
wanna
touch you.
Nah. I'm gonna touch you with this. You know, I'll give you a black eye. Step away.
Nah, we don't want to.
These days you can't do none of that. Like, you walk with your little man down the block, you know, you might see somebody, hey, don't make me five. All that shit, none of that.
Shit, these days these kids might be like, hell fucking no. Get the fuck out of here.
These little fucking bastards. Yeah.
These little bats.
No, you might got the monkey pox. No, they gonna tell you straight up. You got the monkey pox.
Yeah, they gonna be like, you might have monkey pox or you might have corona. Get up out of here.
One
stranger
of the two.
Danger. Yeah, stranger danger. Stranger danger.
Yeah, these kids don't give a fuck these days. They gonna tell you what the truth.
They don't care. They don't care, these kids, man. Because today, they do not care.
But niggas ain't even really paying attention to this shit, man, until this shit is going to be everywhere. When everybody got fucking monkeypox, yo, I'm just going to wrap up in some bubble wrap, my nigga. I'm just going to wrap myself up in some saran wrap. Word, because this shit is like COVID. You couldn't tell what niggas had it. Unless they were sick, weighed up. This shit is telling on niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you had a guy like almost lose his nose because of that shit.
Yeah, you saw that shit I sent you, God?
Yeah, yeah, people like damn near losing their, like their nose just falling off because of that shit.
Tell you, man, that's the zombie flu, man.
I'm all right, man. You just keep your ass over there, and I'll keep my ass over here. Ain't no more handshakes. Ain't no cool love where you hug each other like, yo, what up, my nigga? Like, you said, there's
none of
that.
I don't understand what's up with them hookah bars. How them hookah bars are still making money? Niggas is back into them hookah bars hard body.
They ain't caring.
They crazy. They care.
No way,
they crazy.
You can't pay me to go to no hookah bar and go in there and smoke one of those things.
And let alone be passing that shit to each other. Like, hey, you smoking out of that? Yeah, let me throw some stuff in there. Now we smoking from the same pipe? Nah, kid.
Got 1,000 niggas done smoked off already before you?
Yeah, I'll pass on that shit.
I don't know how they clean them shits, but I don't trust it.
I'm sure they sanitize and all that, but I ain't with it.
It's the concept alone of it. Especially with all this shit out here now.
Now, back in the day.
Fuck that. That shit ain't no weed in there anyway.
I'm just saying, back in the day, you'd be with your boy and you'll bust you down on that bogey. And these days, you ain't getting bust down on no bogey. I don't even want you bust down. Fuck that shit. Either you give
me
a bogey.
Oh, no. Thirsty niggas still want to bust down.
Nah.
Thirsty bum ass niggas still want to bust down, man.
Nah.
They don't give a fuck if that fucking shit is soggy. I had a homeboy that used to do this shit. He used to hate when motherfuckers asked him for a bust down. Know what he'd do? He would fucking bite the fucking the end of it, bite that shit and leave it all soggy and give it to a nigga.
Damn.
A nigga. Niggas still fucking smoking it like, damn, they complaining, but they smoking it like, damn, man, why you do that?
Yeah, I've ripped that shit off like a camel. I've smoked a camel.
My nigga used to always do that shit with somebody asked for half of the left of his cigarette. He'll bite that shit and sog up the fucking tip. And motherfuckers still smoking it, y'all. Like, come on, man. It ain't that bad, man. It can't be that bad, my nigga.
Yeah, that's
or
like...
any public pools or none of that shit. Like you said, the masseuses getting massaged. Anything with bodily contact, nigga.
Yeah, if your body ain't dry and you all sweaty and clammy, kid, you passing that shit along.
Yeah, man, like... you don't have to start wearing gloves like how niggas are wearing masks. It's going to be a glove mandate.
I mean, that's how coronavirus was. When corona first hit, that's how people was walking around with the gloves, with the mask.
No, hell yeah, niggas had on welder's mask out there. Like, like, what the fuck is that supposed to do? Niggas got on welder's mask.
You know, that shit could live on cardboard for this long, to live on this for this long, to live on the doorknob for this long. But people was like, you know what? I'm going to just wear gloves, and then boom, they would sanitize the glove. But I don't know how much that worked, but, you know, definitely last 3 years ain't been safe for nobody. It's like the Twilight Zone.
And you know what? It's also opened up a lot of doors for different laws of change and stuff of that caliber. Like, I was reading something yesterday about 2 Chainz and Killer Mike. They were speaking out against the leaders in Atlanta, but they passed a nuisance law, club law, and it's making it hard for black club owners. So basically, they're accusing Atlanta of trying to pretty much gentrify black people out, and they're using unfair laws to run these club owners out, because they're claiming that it's because of violence, but yet they're not doing anything to the malls, because the mall actually had a shooting, the Lenox Mall.
I mean, there's always things going down in the Lenox Mall.
I mean, hip-hop shows always, it's like a 80% chance, 60% chance something's going to go down, depending on who's performing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like back in the days, when Eric B. and Rakim did a show, you would get niggas that don't go to no shows ever, nothing, no kind of hip-hop events. Them niggas is coming to this, though. The grimiest niggas is coming out to see Eric B. and Rakim. So you know that show, at the end of that shit, it might be a problem. Because they brought out the hood, for real. I mean, niggas that never leave the hood, they coming to that. They want to see the God. They want to see Rakim.
Yeah.
It all depends on who's going to be performing. If you got a safe guy, then you know. But if you got some fucking street niggas coming in, the insurance going to go up, everything.
Yeah, that's for sure.
They still going to book them because motherfuckers are going to make that money.
I think about the tunnel back in the day.
Oh, God.
The tunnel, every time it was on, there was something going down. There was always beef at the tunnel all the time.
Tell me about it, man.
It's like Long Island Club. You know, in Long Island, you know, we don't got too many hip-hop clubs. But when there was an event going down, you have people from all over the island going to that event. And, you know, that night, you know, shit going to pop off. Shit going to pop off all the time.
I know niggas still in jail from the 90s, man, from fucking around at the clubs. Roar it up.
Definitely. You know, they go to their car. To come back, they lighting that whole, and if you outside, they lighting that whole shit up. I remember going to one club out here, I think, again, who was there? It might have been a Dipset. It might have been a Dipset artist that was there.
Oh, they bringing
out
everybody.
Right outside, you know, guy got hit. Boom. Shot him dead right there. Boom. Front of the club, dead. Boom.
It's Dipset. Them niggas blood. Them niggas bringing the gangs.
Yeah, it was deep in there. It was deep.
Yeah, it depends on the type of music, because with certain vibes, you're not going to really get that. But if it's like Poe was saying, if they bring aggressive energy or they bring aggressive music to the dance, there's a high chance or possibility that can go down.
No, it don't matter, because the liquor is liquor. Liquor is liquor. You know? You could step on my sneakers and it's gonna go down.
But what's crazy is that you can have the ill wild rock parties. They'd be mosh pitting and everything. Fighting, wilding in the clubs. Nobody gets shot after that. Nobody fighting outside.
Nah, because they want to get punched. They want to get punched. They in there to get punched. Like, yo, I got this at this mosh pit. Look at my black eye. I can't even open my eye. You know? Like they inviting to get punched. Yo, punch me. They throwing elbows. You ask for that shit. By you stepping into that mosh pit, you asking for that shit.
Yeah, I seen niggas just swinging crazy. You standing over there, this guy swinging crazy, getting closer and closer to you. Listen, man. I'm gonna fuck you up. Word up.
Word. That's like Don't Be a Menace when he came into the house and they did that whole baby boy scene over or whatever scene, and he's just punching everybody. Yeah. He had to punch the kids. Like, that's what a mosh pit is like too. You don't fall in one of those because you'll get stomped. You'll get stomped the fuck out. And you can't blame nobody because it's a mosh pit. This is expected. This shit is expected.
Yeah, just don't call your ass out there.
That's a different. It's a different mentality because black folks, when we go out, we ain't going trying to get hurt. We ain't trying to. We trying to look fresh. We trying to look fly. We ain't trying to get no confrontation. With the white boys, shit, it's all confrontation. That's they aim for. They ready for it.
Nah, but they have fun in the mosh pit. That shit don't trickle up outside. The niggas is fighting and somebody getting shot and all that.
Yeah, nah, it doesn't leave the mosh pit.
It doesn't leave
the mosh pit. That's for sure.
Yeah, they go
the hip-hop
shit, later
the
on.
Show might not even start. Somebody might get shot before the show even fucking start. Fucking with hip-hop.
Yeah, it's definitely crazy out there. It is definitely crazy. Hip-hop shows, and not just saying that hip-hop, you know, I've been to some really good hip-hop shows where the music was banging and ain't nothing happened. But,
oh, yeah,
you know,
plenty of underground, real hip-hop shows, none of that's going down. This shit is going down now because there's a lot of gang shit involved. You know, no niggas is meeting up at the club and getting it on.
Yeah.
Back in the days, niggas was getting robbed for the gazelles, and that was probably the most there. It wasn't niggas going to just shoot you. You get robbed, but the gang just going to fucking shoot you at.
Yeah, definitely a different time. Now they're looking to come and shoot somebody in the club, you know? Before it was just, you know, I'm coming, but somebody fuck with me, you know, I'm going to let them have it. But they looking to see the problem at the club.
Like, how you getting dressed to go to the club and be like, all right, got my gat? So you already expect some bullshit. The gat is part of the dress code. Like, gotta have your gat. If you gotta have a gun to go to the club, you shouldn't be going to that fucking club.
That's the message right there. Stay your ass at home.
Yeah.
It should be
a fun experience, not a Vietnam experience.
I mean, you need a gun to party, keep that shit in the car or whatever, but you out there stunting because you got the gat. You know, niggas don't act regular when they got the gat. Niggas is extra when they got the gat. Some niggas is cool and calm. You never know they got it. But them all them rah-rah niggas.
Yeah, that's true. Definitely true. But, you know, me, I grew up in the 90s, so having something in your sneaker or whatever the fuck, that shit was a must, you know? And not that you're looking for anything, but people be looking for shit, you know?
All the time. And you got
like
the school,
even, you know.
You got niggas out there on defense and offense, you know? I'm with the defense. If you're going out there to hang out, you need to defend yourself. So you got your thing on your eye. But if you're out there on offense, trying to score, you know, that's something else. You never know what niggas is up to, my nigga. Niggas go to the club and go shopping. Go to the club, oh, that nigga got on, oh, I need them Jordans. Oh, I need that chain. Oh, I need that sheepskin. Oh, that leather jacket. People don't take clothes no more. Niggas was taking niggas' clothes back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Niggas ain't getting their clothes and their sneakers ripped off their feet no more. I mean, I guess that's some bum ass shit now. Oh, he stole his sneakers. Don't get it twisted. You popping with the new Ill Jordans, niggas will take them shits.
Yeah, if you come out with them Jordans that they be saying be like $3,000 and shit like that, they definitely going to flip you upside down for them.
Yeah, definitely. So,
if you got some exclusive $3,000 pair of Jordans, you definitely getting flipped upside down for those things. That's
for
sure.
Flipped upside down for Adidas, your fresh pair of Adidas. And them shit ain't cost no more than about $100 back in the day. $100 something now.
Shell top Adidas? Them shits was like $59.99, man.
I forgot how much this shit cost.
The shell top Adidas back in the day, they was under 100. They was under $80, you know?
Not after running them, got done with them niggas. Been running them, did my Adidas.
Yeah, even
around
when
that time, that's when the prices
even
went
when
up.
Them. Nah, they... You know, Adidas shell top stood the same for a while. It was under $100, under $80 shell top Adidas.
Niggas
That's
was taking
sure.
those. Niggas was taking niggas' gazelles. These days, all these fucking chains these niggas got, all these fucking $1 million chains these niggas got on their neck. Niggas ain't getting yapped no more, huh?
That's for sure.
What's going out there in the sports world, Obama?
Sports?
KD you still know. Ain't get traded yet after 50 days of when he said he wanted to be traded. He thought he was going to be traded. He ain't traded yet.
I mean, he's looking to leave, you know? He wants out. He wants out, but, you know, he's hoping to go to the Celtics. You know, that's where he wants to go, I believe. But ain't nothing
he finalized
really
yet.
He's
going to go back to Golden State. But he's going to look like a bitch he go back to Golden State.
And, you know, LeBron, you know, he got that two-year extension, $97.1 million. You know, stay with the Lakers another 2 years. They also saying... I think Melo might be going to the Celtics, too, as a free agent. I want to see where Melo end up, though.
I mean, Melo can help a team, man. They just got to use him right. They just use him
as a
pointer guy now instead of the inside.
He retires. I hope he could retire with a chip, you know? At least one chip, man.
I want to get a chip, man. Chris Paul. I want to see fucking Melo get one.
Yeah.
A lot of niggas got slick, sneaky rings on niggas, man. Like fucking, I know Melo mad at fucking, what's done to them? They never rock with LeBron. He was down with them niggas. Shumpert.
Paul Smith.
J.R. Smith got a sneaky ring fucking with LeBron. Shumpert got him a sneaky ring.
Yeah, I think he was on. Wasn't he on the Lakers when the Lakers won that chip too?
Who?
Smith.
Yeah, on the Lakers.
Wasn't he on the Lakers with?
Hell no! I don't think
was
that, nigga never
was
wore a Lakers jersey. I don't think J.R. Smith ever wore a Lakers jersey.
I think he did. I think he did. But, you know, preseason football done started. You know, a couple games was today. The Broncos and the Bills went at it today. You know, the Bills took that. You know, the Colts and the Lions today. That was a close one. It was 27-26. The Lions took that.
Tom Terrific ain't played yet, did he? I don't think he's playing in preseason.
I don't know, but there's still a couple games going on right now. You got 49ers and the Vikings, the Steelers and the Jags. You got the Raiders and the Dolphins.
You got the Buccaneers. Where'd Odell Beckham go, man? Odell is still in L.A.?
No, I think he was supposed to go somewhere else, Odell Beckham. I just don't know exactly where he went, but the Buccaneers is playing the Titans right now, but I don't know if Tom Brady's out there on the I don't know if he's out there playing, but they losing right now, 13-3.
Nah, Tom ain't out there.
Nah, they going to hold him off for the Raiders.
UFC fighting tonight, too. Somebody fucking going to get the shit beat out of them out of those two guys. Those two monsters. They doing it. No, we ain't going to talk about no baseball.
What are we going to talk about? You really going to talk about baseball?
No, right, the no, Yankees is, no.
The Yankees doing bad. That's it. That's all I'm going to say. Yankees doing bad. You laughing about that
so
shit.
So is the
but,
Mets, man. So is the fucking Mets. The niggas is doodle, too.
Yeah.
Right now. But who's doing damage, man? You said, who's doing damage in baseball?
L.A. L.A. Dodgers.
The niggas
is. Yeah, nah. A.R. Smith was on the Lakers.
Word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for 1 year.
For 1 year.
So he got two fucking rounds.
2019.
I know that's fucking Melo up, yo. JR going out with two waves. Melo ain't got one. I think Shumpert got two. Nah, Shumpert got one, right?
Yeah, Shumpert got one. They just, you know, the funny thing with Shumpert is I saw he just got arrested in Texas for having weed in his book bag.
Oh, man. Nigga thought they was in Giddy.
I mean, he probably thought that everywhere.
Nah, you can't be that stupid.
J.R. Smith. J.R. Smith got two rings.
Ain't legal everywhere. You know that shit ain't legal every fucking where, J.R.
Nah, you can't do that at all. Not everywhere.
Yeah,
J.R.
Smith got two rings.
Like, what they just pulled him over or something?
Nah, he probably, you know, getting on the plane or getting off the plane or probably getting on the plane. Probably checked his bag and he probably smelled and they opened it up and ta-da. You know what I'm saying?
Now, you're an asshole. You got money like that, leave that shit where that shit is at. Wherever you land, you know you can get it again. Leave
yeah,
that
like
shit
6 ounces.
There.
Yeah, like 6 ounces on him.
He a fucking fool. Niggas like that, I don't be feeling sorry for, man. You're a fucking fool, yo. You know you had that shit on. You tried to get on that fucking plane in Texas with that shit. You're a fucking fool, yo.
Especially how they feel in Texas. For real.
You could have left that shit right there in Texas. And wherever you was going, you land, make that call. You know you could get it. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah. But J.R. Smith got two rings. He won one in 2016, and he won one in 2020. One with Cleveland, one with the Lakers.
Oh, man.
So he was,
I mean,
he was on the Lakers during the bubble. Yeah, during the bubble, when they did the bubble.
Oh, see? He got a sneaky ring on niggas, too. He got two sneaky rings on Melo. You know Melo's like, nah, I need one.
I mean, but you know where I think Melo would do good at, man? I think he would do good with Chris Paul, man. I honestly think that he could go to Phoenix and do something over there.
He needs some, man.
He
need a team with a Ja Morant type nigga on there, man. See how Ja Morant, that nigga jump out the gym.
Yeah, I mean, but Booker, you know, Booker's Booker, right? That's his name on the Phoenix. I think
he's
a good player.
Short dude. You got to play amongst the trees.
I'm just mad that Aiden wanted out of Phoenix.
I don't know what's wrong with KD. Why he went out of Brooklyn? They gave that nigga everything he wanted. He still wanted to
Brooklyn. You taking a piss?
Nah, I'm in the quiet room.
Oh, man. You doodling?
I'm in the quiet room.
You doodling?
Oh, that ain't me. Ah, that ain't me.
Oh, man.
But you know, check this though, y'all. What we can do is we going to hit them with some music because, you know, we chopped it up a lot. We want to hit them with some the locks, the Terminator locks, hit them with a couple joints, then we come back, chop the shit. You know how we do. And I ain't taking no shit. I'm in the dark room.
You doodling.
Hell no. Yeah,
let's
go.
Schoolboy Radio live from the Matrix, Saturday night. Let's go.
Benji Fields was popping.
Johnny. I stay with that big Glock, I put him in Ziploc. He put him on TikTok, what happened to hip-hop? The dope-ass MC, the DJ Big Crate. I first heard Double Dutch bust on them little eights. Mr. Magic playing, turn it down, it's too late. Chuck D and Cool J, the era was so great. Put enough flashback to this dope-ass rap. Right now, my foot is on these little niggas' back. I click-clack the iron, whoever out there dying. Spin back, shoot whoever out there crying. Forgive me, Lord, the drug dealers ain't teach me nothing. I had to learn, I seen niggas get killed for frontin'. Now I'm outside your Airbnb. From the era when they were scared to rhyme at D&D. Y'all niggas better stop. Y'all know about D-Block. Funny ass dances, nigga, all we had was the WAP. Maybe Running Man, but I was tired for that. Crack rocks, nigga, black tops and ratchet. Oh, that's my little homie sister, she can catch it. Head crack, what's in your bank, I'ma match it. Yeah, don't let these niggas throw you off like you supposed to die for them or go up north.
Never.
When a nigga that you following is extra soft, take his gun and smack him if he fucking cold.
I stay with the F-ing, I teach you a lesson. It's not my fault, I'm greater than you lesson. Too much hate is why you missing your blessings. Like my chances with any contestants. Lower your tone now, cause we all grown now. That bid you did don't mean nothing, you home now. That just mean you could catch two in your dome now. Really have a going home party alone now. You ain't make it. You got no talent, so use your rights and just remain silent. Save the tough talk, cause you ain't valid. You just on drugs, you ain't wildin'. When they knock your teeth out, you ain't smiling. I pay taxes and you ain't fallin'. I'm still hungry, my stomach is growling. And the fangs is out, that mean my niggas is howling. Hate suspected, we already seen love. You mad, we really getting the money you dreamed of. 33 and a third, everything between us. You seen loyalty every time you seen us. Boy's a genius, get off my penis. Before you force me to send the cleaner. What I am is my brother's keeper. And what do kill you will make you weaker. Fuck boy. What up boy, G-Mines. I'ma hit him twice, he think I threw him the peace sign. Double tap, it's a bubble wrap. If they cooking up, then it's coming back. Hit him with an axe like a lumberjack. Timber lands with the 38 in him for niggas that think they ninjas. Boy like Zeke in the finals when I'm injured. Gangsta, hate him when Sam fell for ginger. Dope boy, I'ma be gone till November. Come back in a new drop. Ball and a shoot like the NBA two spot. What you really tryna do, Ock? I'm the top boy, what you need a little food, Ock? You should know I'm the gold standard. Fuck with the homeboys, the black ghost lander. Niggas better than Ghost 9, they're so random. Niggas harder than Ghost Knot with no cannon. I ain't make the ball bounce, but I made the bars bounce. Starting on the corner with a hard ounce. I ain't tryna play the yard for the yard count. Rather be on the island whipping the car around. Niggas is mad, blacker than tar now. But catch a bullet hole off, scar now. Ghost, ghost.
Now everything makes sense. NEMS. F. Pass me a torch. Hole punch. Gonna light one up like gentlemen. Put my ashes out on these bitch motherfuckers. Lifers. Yeah. Hold your own, homie. Hold your
hold
weight.
Your weight, stupid.
Fuck with broken home. Get a broken face. Pop. Straight to the dome. We be blowing eight. Yeah, that's my man. But I know we hate. Fuck it. That just comes with the game. Yup. My shorty dumb as shit, but I'm in love with her frame. Bad. She in love with the jewelry. She in love with the fame. I told her, keep backing up. I'll send you back where you came. Ah. I turned into who I'm supposed to be. And I won't let no fuck boys even get close to me. Never. I bag women like you bag groceries. You see me say to our fathers and grab your rosary. Amen. Then take a step to the rear.
Yep.
I keep winning cause my life is disconnected from fear.
Fact.
I only gave them 8 bars cause the check didn't clear. Wrote the verse in 5 minutes. That's the highlight of your career. Yeah. Fucking bozo.
F your life. After this, man, let's get the fuck out of here, man. Fucking hit up a lounge or some shit like fucking gentlemen. Get out at 4 a.m. and smack the shit out your father. F your life with no rubber. This song's a throat cutter. I've been known to take a boat to the southern coast just to soak my toes in warm water. With Epsom salt, Delta Epsilon, the echelon I'm on is more like playing chess and catch them off with sketches on. Before I'm off, I kiss my mama and get a blessing for the next assault. We on from when we set it off until the end of songs. One wrong move, you in the elevator, slump like Prince. Then wipe the evidence and toss it in the dump, no Prince. I rap like taking a schvitz with a bad waitress. You rap like taking a shit in the gas station. Your shit like Ted dancing in blackface. My shit is like the gadgets found in Bruce Wayne's Batcave. Smack lanes with the batarang. Grab a gang of scallywag, smash them with the tallywag. I have them thinking marriage, carriage what? Ride, being grandparents, thanking their ancestors. F, nigga.
Stop your
dream, especially when you know you got mouths to feed. It's essential to question who's really with you, unconditionally, not only when beneficial. The devil was an angel, his intentions got him removed from paradise, views conflicted. It's essential to question who's really with you, unconditionally, not only when beneficial. The devil was an angel, his intentions got him removed from paradise, views conflicted.
Fit for the war, yeah, I'm fit for the war. Fully automatic, stick the clip in the floor. When I start spraying, tell that bitch hit the floor. Everybody get their head split from the door, yeah, yeah. I still ride around in the grip, in the grip. I still ride around in the grip, come get. I still ride around in the grippy. Chopper in the whip and hold a buck fit, huh? Wake up in the morning, all I smell is gunpowder. Got up out the bed, pull the grip from my trousers. Searching for the answers like an internet browser. Nigga move wrong, he catch a shell like Bowser. Wowzers, spaghetti head niggas, man, we ground beef em. In my hood, we bang bang, man, we Chief Keef em. We buy foreign straight cash, now we don't lease them. My homies did 20 years, wait till they release them. Fresh out the can, and he caught a head tap. He don't care, he don't even want his bread back. He fits for the war, yeah, nigga, I said that. Cannon to your forehead, push your whole head back. When the clip drop, nigga, this shit ball. Holding you, exit room out the door, the 6-4. This war, what you think I'm riding with the clips for? This whole chopper to pieces, man, get the jigsaw. I'm fit for the war, yeah, I'm fit for the war. Fully automatic, stick the clip in the floor. When I start spraying, tell that bitch hit the floor. Everybody get their head split from the door, yeah, yeah. I still ride around in the grip, in the grip. I still ride around in the grip, come get. I still ride around in the grippy. Chopping in the whip and hold a buck 50, nigga.
You know we stay litty,
yeah.
Nigga try to swing and call the buck 50.
Brah.
We getting money now, you need to fuck with me.
Uh-huh.
Did it by myself and took a few cities,
yeah.
Ain't no other place in this world like New Yiddy. I am three for life, me Dio and Ty Nitty.
Da-da.
It's a rap for your rappers that sound shitty. Chopper in the trunk, it hold around 50.
Brah, brah.
Been gone for a minute, I know you miss me,
yeah.
Coke so raw, leave your pants pissy,
right.
I hate to cut your flow, but fiends, they fuck with me,
yeah.
You got locked and came home, something is really fishy.
I
don't worry about shit, I get busy,
yeah.
Headshot, you can't breathe, you know the dilly.
Brah, brah.
I still roll Dutchies but need Philly,
yeah.
Queensbridge killers, you know we get illy.
I'm fit for the war, yeah, I'm fit for the war. Fully automatic, stick the clip in the floor. When I start spraying, tell that bitch hit the floor,
yeah, yeah.
Everybody get their head split from the door, yeah, yeah. I still ride around in the grip,
in the grip.
I still ride around in the grip, come get. I still ride around in the grippy. Chopping in the whip and hold a buck 50, nigga.
What the deal?
Oh, yeah.
What the deal? Straight fire, Scoobo Radio. Hitting them niggas with that fire all day, man. Shout out to my nigga called Mega. Montana season. He doing his thing again, kid. That's some fire right there from the guard.
Yeah, definitely got some heat. Definitely got some heat. That's produced by Havoc. Yeah, that's produced by Havoc. The next joint is Nice and Etho. Etho produced that record with that dude Nice used to run with Prodigy. Got Big Twin on that record.
Dope. This shit's crack. It's a lot of crack out
lock
there, man.
Still yeah, that new lock shit.
Way too music. And I want to share this piece of news with you guys before, you know, we close out.
Wait, before we say anything, this is for the listeners out there, man. New York, been dropping fire, man. If you listen to all them records we just played, man, that's straight New York, man. So stop listening to that other shit. The other shit is cool, but New York, we still the mecca of this shit, and we still giving y'all heat, man. We still dropping that heat.
Nothing but heat, word. Tell them about it.
Yeah, for sure. You know, no hate to no other state. You know, y'all keep doing what y'all doing. But don't forget, right here, we started that shit. That's why our shit be gutter like that. Like, you can't duplicate this shit. Just like you can't duplicate the funk from the West Coast, that can't be duplicated. You know? In New York, we spit that grimy, gritty shit, that real shit, that reality rap. And it can't be duplicated.
All the time we got that shit on deck.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Definitely.
And before we leave, that just goes to show you that everybody, I'm thinking from this modern era, is going back to actually appreciating the older music, because they said that 70% of the music now is represented by old music. It's getting the most play now. We talk about from the classics, on every genre, like all that, hip-hop, R&B, pop, mostly older music the new generation is embracing now.
Well, shit, let's get it popping. You know, we're going to keep it.
Yo, listen, everything come back 360 degrees, man. It's going to take a while for the earth to spin, but it's always going to come back to the real, man, you know? No matter how much music has been played, no matter how much music has been dropped, people still listen to the real shit. They still end up coming back to the real shit. You cannot play Black Poet and DJ Premier. Like, you going back to the Black Print. You going back to Schoolboy shit. You going back to Infamous shit. You know, rest in peace Prodigy. They still bumping Prodigy to this day. Like, you know, it's just, you know, radio just makes it so you could check out all of this. But after a while, all that shit they playing is doo-doo. That shit is doo-doo. And you're going to want to go back to find out the real, what's the real. And guess what? You're going to come back, and you're going to be right here in New York in the five boroughs again where we birthed this shit. You know?
Straight up.
No doubt, man. And no doubt, that's a fact. And, you know, we want to end this with a banger here, man. We want to end it with Joe Joint Comet from that Authentic Cloth, which I shared the other day.
That's not on Authentic Cloth, man. Pay attention, man. That's a hot single right now produced by Tone Split. And it's just a single out there right now. Y'all can go stream it up or do what y'all do, man. Just support that real shit. And it's called Premium Edition, produced by Tone Spliff, you know?
That's that fire right there, too.
Yeah, it ain't on Authentic Cloth. Authentic Cloth, you know, shout out DJ Swab. DJ Swab produced the whole Authentic Cloth. You know, there's a Lucy for y'all smokers out there. And go puff that shit up, man. That's
some
a loud pack
smoke
right
on
there.
Some for them, yeah. To smoke on there.
Yeah, that's that, you know, that's that purple fire right there. Just go burn that gas up and hit me back and tell me how y'all like that work.
That's what it do, yeah. Man. Schoolboy Radio, man. Live from the Matrix.
Already. On that note, we out of here. We'll catch y'all the same time, same school channel, next Saturday night. Let's go.
Let's go, man.
Yeah. It's the Vandal, motherfucker. Yeah. Kingsbridge.
What up?
BX shit.
Tone Split.
Street fundamentals are essential for survival. Streets are primal, suckers feel entitled. Shorty, I'm trying to entice you, pipe you down, sip fine wines with you, pistol in your pocketbook.
crooks and castles, son got hit in the clavicle. Wrong streets like wild animals, yeah. Protect all that's valuable. For the capital, sick and radical, thug motion, sip thug potion, smoking something potent, leave rodents floating, face wrapped in turban, ripping black suburban, rule like the iron curtain, my screws who hand at the moon, Dr. Von Doom, violence we consume, clowns with costumes, click, 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 boom, clear the room, blowing gas, smell of fumes, from the womb to the tomb, one love to the goons.
That criminal lifestyle is real.
Stand up to my crew and get laid. We feel
different. I'm a premium magician.
I'm ill.
You know the resume. That criminal lifestyle is real.
Stand up to my crew and get laid.
We feel different. I'm a premium magician.
Foul conditions, foul vision, shit that I witnessed. Corrupted environment, ain't have a pot to piss in. Pistol gripping, riddles written, crimes committed. Watching for the opposition, sitting on the block pitching. We had that shit clicking, witness, man, listen. God is my witness, my mindset was twisted. Hustle or suffer, only way to get up out the gutter. Hot peas and butter, watching for undercovers. I'm trying to do numbers, get up out my slumber. Bulldog handle coated with rubber. Color peanut butter, watching over my shoulder. Gotta watch for vultures, range like Rover. Alpine pullover, mind of a soldier. Can't let the hood pull me under. Plotting on a come up, sun down to sun up. Tree ate all that 4 pounder, scheming on some out of town.
That criminal lifestyle is real.
Stand up to my floor, get laid.
I'm a premium magician.
I'm ill.
That criminal lifestyle is real.
Stand up to my boy, get laid.
Get laid down.
I'm a premium magician.